Hello, my name is Nicole Block. Thank you for joining me today on my stress management podcast. Today, I will be addressing the positive effects that music can have in regards to stress, anxiety, and mental health. I love music. I have for a large part of my life. I can so vividly remember purchasing my first album and attending my first concert. I remember the location, the sights, the smells, but most importantly, the feelings. I was rather young when I first experienced live music, so needless to say, my taste in it was poor. However, the experience was rewarding nonetheless. I realized that many people view music as just music, not as a way of life or as a culture or as something that can help emotionally at all. Music has become something that we can listen to with an absent mind, in the car or in class. The reality is that music can be so much more. However, there was a time in which I was unable to see the emotional benefits that music can have. I could only tap into the loud, raucous aspects of it. It was not until I started a band that I began to recognize how positive music can be for your emotions. Every single time that I have reached my emotional capacity, writing new music, going to shows, or even just goofing off with my band members has lifted my spirits. I have been in dialectical behavioral therapy for almost a year and a half. In DBT, we call this emotional capacity the red zone, and the goal is to bring emotions back to baseline. This skill is called emotion regulation, and it is developed by figuring out what makes you feel the most comfortable. Music fills me with warmth and happiness. Music is what brings me back to baseline. A 19th century political figurehead, John A. Logan, once said, "Music is the medicine of the mind." And while this may sound like a lot of nonsense, there's actually scientific proof that validates Logan's words. I know what you are thinking. How can music, a sometimes aggressive and often drug-fueled endeavor, possibly help with my physical maladies? According to a study conducted by researchers at Deakin University, engaging with music by dancing or attending musical events was associated with a higher sense of well-being than for those who did not engage with music in these forms. The experience of live music suppresses the release of stress hormones, such as cortisol, in the brain, lowering blood pressure, heart rate, and respiratory rate. All of these factors contribute to lower cortisol levels and overall lower stress levels in the human body during and after leaving a concert. Attending a concert or a local show can also relieve pain by producing endorphins. Endorphins are neurotransmitters that can numb the effects of pain. All of these factors contribute to lower cortisol levels and overall lower stress levels in the human body during and after leaving a concert. Music has so many positive effects on the body and the brain. It is my absolute favorite thing in the world, and I am so glad that I have found a solution to stress that works for me. While my methods may not work for everyone, everyone should give it a try, at least once. Again, I am Nicole Block, and thank you for tuning into my podcast.